Bonjour, nous sommes en direct depuis le CCL à Saint-Imier pour les ERIA 2023 qui vont se tenir du 19, c'est-à-dire aujourd'hui, jusqu'au 23. Donc un événement majeur avec plus de 300 sous-événements, un programme de fou, des milliers de personnes qui sont accourues à Saint-Imier. Et nous émettons ici depuis le CCL, dans une très jolie petite salle, et nous sommes en présence de toute une série de radios internationales qui vont se présenter dans quelques instants et qui vont couvrir l'événement à partir de maintenant jusqu'à dimanche.
Nice to meet you, and I hope you listen to this Radio RIA from Saint-Imier, the international anarchist gathering here in Switzerland. And we sit here with a couple of people from all around the world. And yeah, we introduce ourselves now. For example, I'm Dex from A Radio Berlin. As Pierre already said, we try to cover the event. But yeah, who else is here?
Voy a hablar en español, en castellano. Mi nombre es Isabel, soy de la Asamblea Anarquista de Valparaíso, Chile. Hay otros compañeros también que vienen de ese territorio. Vamos a estar aquí apoyando, grabando algunas presentaciones y también teniendo algunos debates en la radio que esperamos que van a ser en varios idiomas, como ya escucharon, en francés, inglés, español y probablemente en algún otro idioma que en este momento no sabemos. And now I'm speaking English. I'm Isabel from Asamblea Anarquista Valparaíso. We are from the territory occupied by the state of Chile. We will be here discussing some topics, making debate, and also probably recording some of the meetings and presentations and sharing here with you in this big radio effort show, in this big gathering. There's many, many, many people, so we will try to make a good radio programmation for these days. And I will pass my microphone to someone else.
Живо, живо, Андрей из Черной Лукни, анархистичное радио, да, на радио студент Любляна, Словения. Hello, everyone. My name is Андрей. I come from Черной Лукни, which is an anarchist radio show in Ljubljana, Slovenia. We are here participating in this beautiful, what we believe to be a beautiful event in Saint-Imier. In multiple capacities, so our anarchist radio show is aired regularly twice a month from Radio Student in Ljubljana, but here to Saint-Imier we came also on the back of a very successful Balkan Anarchist Book Fair that we just managed to, you know, play a role in organizing it. It was 2 weeks ago in Ljubljana. So we bring to Saint-Imier, to this global gathering, some of the recent discussions, experiences from the struggle against capitalism and war in the Balkans area.
Well, great. A lot of things already have been said. I'm Manu, I'm from Frequenz A. We are doing a podcast and a monthly radio show in Leipzig, Germany. And yeah, I will also participate, and probably my comrade will arrive later. And we will do some show at the program here in Saint-Imier and also participate in all the radio stuff. And yeah, glad to be here.
Et Libre Radio. Nous sommes une radio anarchiste, libertaire, de Genève. Nous produisons des podcasts, des interviews, aussi souvent que possible. Notre site, c'est libradio.org. On publiera les sites de toutes vos radios, évidemment, sur l'article de Libre Radio. Et évidemment, nous sommes là pour couvrir les RIA, comme l'année passée, en essayant, comme tu l'as dit, de produire le meilleur programme possible et imaginable. Donc, il y a toute une série d'interviews qui sont déjà planifiées. Peut-être pour continuer, maybe I will try in English, so Yeah, Lib Radio from Geneva, Switzerland. We are anarchist radio that produce podcasts and interview. We are here in Saint-Imier to produce the best podcast and the best interview as possible, as every event in Saint-Imier. It's a mythic place because the anarchy is born here more than 150 years ago, and it's very nice to be there. What can I say? Maybe just to launch a round table, what bring you here today in Saint-Imier? You have already present yourself, but what was the motivation that bring you here today in Saint-Imier?
I can start because I'm the person who comes from far, far away in this
but
table.
Speak in every language you want to use.
Yes,
it's up to you.
I can use English, yeah. And no problem. And if I don't, I can use Spanish. I'm a part of an organization, Asamblea Anarquista Valparaíso. It's an anarchist organization in our territory, in our city. We are very interested on learning about other anarchist experiences, to know other comrades, to make, we wish, deep bonds and connections with other comrades. We already have very good comrades in Europe, in European continent. And this is an opportunity to strengthen these relationships and also to know new ones and to grow new relationships. So that's one of the reasons. Also, we come because of solidarity of our comrades in here. So we are very thankful also for this. And mostly, I think it's this. We are very, we really trust in creating deep and long-term relationships with other comrades so that we can create bonds that can help us to strengthen our local territorial struggles, but also our international struggles. So it seems like a good opportunity to do this, and yeah, for us it's very important because of this and because we are truly committed to create collective strengthness between anarchists. So I think that's a reason. That's our good reason to come here, and also probably having good times with the other comrades from many places.
As I said, I'm from A Radio Berlin, and we do a monthly podcast. And there, for over a year, in every episode, we mentioned, "Hey, come to Saint-Imier," and try to make a little countdown with features about Saint-Imier. And it's really nice to finally be here after announcing it so often. And for example, 2 weeks ago there was the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair. That was really empowering to see so many like-minded people there, and inputs about war and, for example, abortions. And here in Switzerland, it's even more massive, and you can see so much about anti-authoritarian culture. And me personally, I'm really looking forward to that because I think it's my second big meeting of anarchists. So that's nice.
Yeah, it's as was said, of course, also we that come from Ljubljana in quite a strong delegation, we share this passion for meeting other comrades from around the world. And also we believe that gatherings like this can be useful spaces in which we can develop analysis, understanding and mutual respect. Also, we hope that we are able to build on what brings us together and not what divides us. So this is also a theme that was stressed strongly in the Balkans. So as anarchists, as anarchist movement, as anti-authoritarians, we should really, from our point of view, show respect to each other, show respect to to the work that we have in front of us, and yeah, find a way how to build resistance to the death machine of capitalism, because there is no other way, not only for us as anarchists, but our societies and also, of course, the planet. So this is the proposal coming from many hearts and many many minds across the world. Let's organize seriously for the struggles that are imposed on us in a way, and do it with an attitude that there is no other way. If we want to construct within our time spaces in which we can still live according to the ethics, according to the principles of also anarchism. Our towns are getting gentrified at an enormous rate. War is being imposed across the territories that were until now maybe a bit saved from this destruction. But this is just bringing many of us to where a large part of the planet has been for decades, if not centuries. So for a final introductory remark, yes, Saint-Imier, I hope and we hope that it can be one of those points where something meaningful can be done. That gives us, of course, inspiration, motivation, also some new ideas to continue when we come back to our local contexts. And we would like to connect with those that share these perspectives. So yeah, already the beginning is been super fast, super encouraging. So we hope for more of this to come until Sunday.
Yeah, I will try in English, but as you can see, my English is not so good, but fine. At Libre Radio, we are convinced that anarchy, the key value of anarchy, can change the world. But it's difficult because, of course, there is a lot of struggle with the climate, with the capitalism, with the war everywhere. So we continue to be there. We continue to do radio. It's completely utopic, but because we believe that we can change something in this world, and we can bring some meanings and try to convince a lot of people that the anarchy it's a good way to change the world, because anarchy is completely polymorph. Everyone can see the anarchy where they want to see the anarchy, and that's fun, because someone prefer property is stealing, but another one for anarchy is the order without the power, and that's it. Anarchy is completely polymorph, and for me that's the only way to try to change the world and bring a little bit more of, let's say, love in this world. That's why Libre Radio is here today. I don't know if Senia is okay with that, but that's my personal definition of
Moi, je voulais juste rajouter, je le fais en français, mais je voulais juste rajouter que l'année dernière, quand on est venu aux rencontres 2022, c'était un petit peu difficile. C'était la période où on n'était plus avec William, où William n'était plus là. Et du coup, je pense que ça lui aurait fait énormément plaisir de venir à celle l'année dernière, mais aussi celle de cette année. Et que, voilà. Donc, William, qui était vraiment la pierre angulaire de Libre Radio pendant beaucoup d'années et qu'on a perdu l'année dernière. Et voilà, je voulais juste dire qu'on va penser à lui toute cette semaine, qu'il va être avec nous. Peut-être on entendra sa voix à des moments si on passe des podcasts. Et puis, qu'il aurait été très heureux de rencontrer tout ce beau monde et d'être là. Voilà. Peut-être qu'on peut, maybe we can go on with what we like to do at Libre Radio is because people cannot see where we are. We like to describe where we are. So we are in the little town of Saint-Imier, which is really not that big. a lot of like steep roads, and we are in this CCL, it's called, is the Center of Culture and Loisirs, le Centre de la Culture et des Loisirs de Saint-Imier. So if you want to come like to speak at the radio, to have interviews, to have discussions, like the mic is open for everyone who want to express, so you can find us here in this room. And then we can maybe describe more the place when we can go around, because personally I just arrived like this night, so I don't know yet everything. And we can describe a little our program for today. So now after this little introduction, we will stream a podcast that I will let my comrade describe. And then at 2 p.m. there will be an interview in Italian, or it will
yes, in Italian, Italian yes.
En Italien, qui est, that is called La Storia di Oreste Ristori, que je peux te laisser aussi décrire.
Yeah, it's an anarchist that was killed at the end of the World War II, when the fascism has been, let's say, killed, but just at the end, when Mussolini was already dead, some anarchists were shot by fascists in Firenze, in Florence. And it's two guys from the FAE, Federazione Italiana di Anarchia, that will that are struggling today to build a to restore the memory of this guy.
And at 4 p.m. we will try to have an interview with the people organizing the book fair. And at 7 p.m. the Radio Kuruf will take, it's a radio from Walmapu, Chile, that will come take the mic and for like 1 hour or two. So yeah, if you want to like fill the empty slots or just come discuss with us, you are welcome. Do you like agree to introduce the podcast that we will?
Yeah, as you already heard, there are many radio projects here, and some of them are organized in the so-called A Radio Network, which is simply a project consisting of a lot of radio projects around the world. And once a month we do a podcast called Bad News from angry voices from all around the world. You can find more on a-radio-network.org about it. But now you can listen to the June edition of the podcast with or about local struggles and interviews. And I hope you enjoy.
Maybe
one more thing.
Yeah, it's an anarchist event, so we can change everything every time. But maybe Radio Kuruf, do you want to present yourself?
Yeah. Okay. So nice to be here. Is we are from Radio Kuruf from Chile. Kuruf means wind in native language, in Mapuche language. Mabudungun is the name. We are a member of the A Radio Network, and we are very glad to be here to share the experiences with other countries from the many countries. And so we will make a presentation, an exhibition about our documentary about the Chilean Revolt of 2019. The presentation is at the Saturday at 8 p.m. I don't know where, but you can find in the maps. And so also we will make a little spots for the radio effort here. Maybe the first one is this afternoon with the other comrades. And so you can find us in radiokuruf.org. So thanks you.